Unit 14. Listening focus. Activity 2.
Hi, I'm Max Bignall and I'm a physics major, so I was naturally very keen to go along to a science club I'd read about when I first arrived in New York about 6 months ago. It's called the Secret Science Club, and it really is quite something. I knew that the club was started by two science writers, Margaret Middleback and Michael Crutzen, but not that the third founder was a radio producer called Darian Devins. He did have a scientific background too, though. The club started as a small, informal gathering held in a Brooklyn bar, but soon outgrew this venue and is now held at the Bell House, which is a popular Brooklyn venue for weddings and other private events. But most nights, what you can see are the types of acts you would expect from a trendy New York bar. Basically, up-and-coming bands of various kinds. And somewhat bizarrely, once a month, you'll find a friendly scientist lecturing in down-to-earth language about a topical scientific issue. The lectures often include experiments at the end, which go down well with the crowd, especially if they involve audience participation. The talks cover all kinds of issues. They've had a climate scientist talking about superstorms, an evolutionary biologist on the elusive animals that live in our cities, an astrophysicist talking about black holes, which was the highlight for me, and last time we had a mathematical sociologist explaining how ideas spread. The lectures themselves are generally very entertaining and accessible, even for non-scientists. But where I sometimes get lost is at the end, when people ask questions which can be quite specialized. And then there's a chance for everyone to listen to music and talk about the lecture. What's really invaluable for science students like me are the networking opportunities available with some of the best experts in their field. Nobody can agree about the precise origins of clubs like the Secret Science Club, but they seem to have started in universities at the end of the 1990s. Of course, the idea itself is much older. In the 18th century, people used to meet up in coffee houses in Britain and France to discuss the affairs of the day, including scientific discoveries. I could be wrong, but I think the majority of people who attend the Secret Science Club aren't academics, just people with an interest in science. I think the appeal for people like this is that the lectures help them to understand the relevance of science to their daily lives. I like the fact that the Secret Science Club is inclusive and wants to share ideas beyond the scientific community. I think scientists have a responsibility to help people see how science continues to shape the way we see the world and the future.